This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish up Proverbs 10 with the way of the Lord and then head back to Genesis chapters 37 and 38, picking up with Joseph's dreams, Joseph betrayed, Joseph sold, and Judah, and Onan. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Thank you. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. For he is to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Glorious is God with his angels and saints.
O God, let us worship him. O God, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
Glorious is God with his angels and saints.
O God, let us worship him.
Thank you. Reading from 1 Samuel chapter 25. When Abigail saw David, she hurried and got down from the donkey and fell before David on her face and bowed to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, "On me alone, my Lord, be the guilt. Please let your servant speak in your ears and hear the words of your servant. Let not my Lord regard this worthless fellow Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. And as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, your servant, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent. Now then, my Lord, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, because the Lord has restrained you from blood guilt and from saving with your own hand. Now then, let your enemies and those who seek to do evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now let this present that your servant has brought to my Lord be given to the young men who follow my Lord. Please forgive the trespass of your servant, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord is fighting the battles of the Lord, and evil shall not be found in you so long as you live. If men rise up to pursue you and to seek your life, the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living, in the care of the Lord your God. And the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the hollow of a sling. And when the Lord has done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and has appointed you prince over Israel, my Lord shall have no cause of grief or pangs of conscience for having shed blood without cause, or for my Lord taking vengeance himself. And when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then remember your servant. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. Blessed be your discretion, and blessed be you, who have kept me this day from blood guilt and from avenging myself with my own hand. For as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who has restrained me from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, truly by morning there had been not one left to Nabal, so much as one male. Then David received from her hand what she brought him, and he said to her, go up in peace to your house. See, I have obeyed your voice, and I have granted your petition. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, have salvation of your house, and always spare your glory us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord,
grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
A wise man once summarized Aristotle, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." Basketball coaches and piano teachers alike drilled this wisdom into me for years, so that I would have the proper form for a free throw, so that I would have the correct technique for arpeggios, and so that I would do it right every single time. Now, it would take you less than 2 seconds to tell me why this is normally bad advice from a pulpit. You are not saved by what you repeatedly do, right? But, O Christian, you know what the scripture says, what the Spirit teaches. Seek justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. You, O Lutheran, you know the catechism. Fear, love, and trust in God so that you don't do this, but so that you do that. Those are not one-time things, one-time acts, but daily habits that you practice. Today, the Spirit teaches us to intercede, to give thanks, simply to pray. Practice prayer while it's peaceful, so that in the trial, in the catastrophe, in the crisis, you have the words. And the example for us today is Abigail. But first, context. By this point in 1 Samuel, David had been on the run from King Saul for many, many years. In the previous chapter, chapter 24, David had spared Saul's life in the cave and in Gedi. Through all this, David was just. He was good. But our chapter, chapter 25, opens with Nabal, who is called harsh, badly behaved. And Abigail, his wife, piles it on, calling him a worthless fellow. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. Well, what made him so horrible? Through all this, David had protected, fed, even hosted Nabal's workers and shepherds in the wilderness. David sent them back to their master and asked politely for a little hospitality in return. A warm meal, a cool drink of water, something like that. But Nabal retorted, Who is the son of Jesse? Nabal practiced harshness. He was what he repeatedly did. And David was ready to unleash his anger on this fool. But then in steps Abigail. A servant had alerted Abigail to Nabal's most recent folly. And so Abigail gathered up a proper feast, took it to David's men, all without Nabal's knowledge. She interceded for the fool, petitioned David to have mercy, and won over the king's heart. Now, many in this world today take after Nabal. There are harsh, worthless fools the world round, and this isn't new. Abraham interceded for Sodom. Jonah sat by Nineveh, that town with the folks who didn't know their right hand from their left. Jesus pleaded for men who knew not what they did. And we have plenty in the world still today who can't tell a boy from a girl or a baby from a tumor. And today we are called to follow Abigail. We pray for all Christians in Jesus' name, yes, and for all people, fools included, according to their needs. How and why do we do this? Well, you are what you repeatedly do. So prayer must be structured and planned. When you rise, make the sign of the cross, say the Lord's Prayer, the morning prayer, and then go joyfully to your work. When you sit down for a meal, give thanks for what God has placed before you. Come to chapel so often that you could just rip out pages 151 to 298, but maybe later. Structure your life with these habits of prayers. These form the backbone, the foundation that all the rest is built up upon. Why? Well, so that you can pray when needed, when it is unscheduled. Have this rich vocabulary, this habit of prayer, and take it into the emergency room for a mother who just had an ectopic miscarriage. Take it to the sidewalk outside Planned Parenthood while workers yell at you. Take it to confession and absolution so that you don't advise out of your own sinful heart, but out of the richness of God's word. Abigail practiced these things to have them ready when needed. Her excellence was a habit, not just a one-time act. Now, there is a bit of a joke in this chapter. If you've studied Hebrew, you know everyone begins sitting down, right? And so David's men had to stand up and strap on their swords. They just had to tie a belt on. And in the time that those slow men tied on their belts, Abigail, that marvelous woman, had time to gather bread and wine, prepared sheep, fruit, grain, and she even didn't forget the dessert and threw in a few cakes. Talk about a marvelous woman. And then she went to David. She petitioned him with an elegant, eloquent, excellent prayer. How? She had practiced. While Nabal bumbled about, she was the one who ran the house. Hospitality was second nature to her. She likely interceded for her husband so often that when this most recent iteration of idiocy came to her ears, and when she found out against whom it was directed, she knew just what to do. She did not excuse the guilt of her husband. She could not atone for her sins, but she could petition the king's mercy, trust on our Lord's promise. She said, "When the Lord has done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken, then my Lord shall have no cause of grief or pangs of conscience for having shed blood without cause, but for my Lord taking vengeance himself." Her petition to David sought not only forgiveness for her foolish husband, but it also sought to assuage the conscience of David. And in return, David blessed the Lord. He blessed Abigail. He blessed her discretion. That is, David prayed. Now, of all the figures in Scripture, David perhaps is best known for the very words of his prayers. We still use them day in and day out here at the seminary. We practice praying the Psalter to have these words wherever we may go. By using them, you are shaped to pray excellently for whatever you encounter, good or bad. You pray them in joy. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. We pray with humility. Create in me a clean heart, O God. We pray in temptation with patient faith. O God, be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me. We pray with David, in blessing a Christian woman who pulls you back from committing sin. These prayers shape, form, strengthen, and help you. It is good to practice them now, to have these written and recited prayers, so that you may be like Jesus. Even Jesus, as he underwent the fiery trial of the cross, even he did not come up with his own divine prayer, but fell back on the prayer of David. In Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? How did he do this? Well, our Lord was what he repeatedly did, so that his prayers on the cross, praying for his enemies, praying for the thief, praying to God, these all simply flowed from who he was, what he had practiced all his life long. So you too, dear Christians, learn from Abigail and Nabal. Do not practice foolishness, worthlessness, or bad behavior. Rather, practice prayer, hospitality, intercession, thanksgiving. And then you too will be excellent at these when the trials, the challenges, the crosses come upon you. God turned back destruction by Abigail's intercession. God brought Jesus through the grave. And God will deliver you so that you are not saved by what you repeatedly do, but by what has been done. To God alone be all the praise and glory, honor and thanksgiving, both now and forevermore. Amen. We stand for the Te Deum.
Thank you.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And lift my cry to you.
O Lord, almighty and everlasting God, you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, the God of all grace, you have called your church to minister in the name of your Son, our great High Priest. By your word and spirit, inspire men to offer their lives for the sacred ministry, that, ministering in the name of Christ, they may draw many to your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.